to Three from the Seven. It's our holiday episode, Karina. I'm joined by Karina Reichman.
Hey!
Are you excited?
Ho, 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 baby.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm feeling it.
We are Relics' weekly news podcast, but you already knew that. We are chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days, but we're kind of throwing that out the window, Karina, because it's the holiday episode.
That's what we do, Raf.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We think on our feet. We drink eggnog. we watch Home Alone.
I heavily
light the candles for those of us who light the candles.
It's true, members of the tribe.
Baruch Hashem, y'all. Where are my Hebrews and Shebrews at? We do it all. We do it all. Trees, menorahs,
Festivus,
whatever
for the rest of us.
Yes, yes. It's just, it's about a feeling, man.
It's just
holiday cheer. You're feeling it, Raf. Do you?
I am 100% feeling it. You brought up eggnog. I almost bought eggnog for us.
Did you?
But I was like, I don't think I've ever met anyone who liked it.
Right. I don't think I've ever actually really consumed much of it, but maybe next week when we're off the air,
yes,
we'll do that.
Yes, as Karina mentioned, we are off for the next 2 weeks for Christmas, for New Year's, for Hanukkah, for any type of celebration, including all these fantastic New Year's run that we'll talk about in a little bit. But yeah, we just wanted to say happy holidays to everybody. I didn't introduce myself formally, but I'm Raf Kenny Sincotta. I'm the associate editor at Relics Magazine. Karina, you are back on the East Coast, back in the cold. It's kind of rainy, like slushy outside, so it's kind of a holiday-esque.
Yeah, it feels about holiday-esque, Raf. Feels good.
Would you rather be like on the West Coast right now? Or
no, absolutely not. As much as I had a beautiful time on the West Coast for the last 2 weeks, I gotta tell you, it was straight up like 11 days of overcast and rain there too. So, you know, the grass isn't always greener, Raf. Even in LA, it was pouring rain 2 days. The day we arrived and the day we left. San Francisco, rain. Marin, rain. Santa Cruz, rain. Arcata, rain. Eugene, rain. Portland, 2 days of rain.
Oh, my God.
Seattle, rain.
You guys were making it rain out there.
We were straight up making it rain. The only time it wasn't raining was San Diego, so thank you very much for that. But it never exceeded, like, that was the warmest, and it was probably 65 degrees. Which, trust me, I'll take it. But yeah, it's not as much of a culture shock to be back on the East Coast with the little rain going on. It's all right.
Yeah.
The weird thing is the jet lag / tour lag, because, you know, you stay up till like 3 a.m. every night at least on the West Coast. And then you come here and you're like, oh, shit. And then you have all this misplaced adrenaline on top of it. So your girl me is at 6 a.m. rearranging her records and
pacing around the apartment.
I am so OCD. One thing you don't know about me, listeners, I'm a little OCD, and I like to I like things to be neat. So like, I get home off the flight, I have no gig to play, got all this pent up energy, all this weird adrenaline that has no direction, and I'm just, you know, doing laundry, yeah, folding things three
new
times.
New laces in your shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Sweeping the floor, dusting everything. It's a different thing. So, but yeah, yesterday I slept till 5 p.m.
Wow.
Not going to lie to you. But today I slept till 11:45. So we're on a degenerate you know.
You're cranking it back.
I'm trying to be a functioning member of society.
Yeah.
When I woke up at 5, it was dark out. Can you imagine how disillusioning that was?
I did that once when I was like in the throes of puberty, and like you just sleep all the time. And there was one time where I was just like, just let me sleep. And woke up when it was dark out at 5 p.m. And I was like, I am just fully tripped out right now.
It'll screw you up. It really will. So I don't recommend that, but you got to do what you got to do. I'm happy to be back. The shows were amazing, for the record. Thank you to all the West Coast who came to see Marco Benevento and me and all the other fellas. It's a good thing we got going on. It's really special. And, you know, we're playing Seattle was not the last show of the year. We're playing an After Fish show on the 29th. At LPR.
Woo.
That's with Marco's band. And a big plug for my band as well. I am playing with my band on the 28th After Fish at New Blue. And just a few tickets still available. So if you're into that, I would love you to be into that. Because, you know, you can go to all kinds of other stuff the other nights. Like your Jerry dance party.
Oh.
With your crazy visuals and all that. I think the 28th is a good night to not do that. And then do that, like, you know, some of the other nights.
Yes, as Karina mentioned, Relics is throwing our Jerry dance party over at the Burning Man Art Tech Immersive Psychedelic.
Don't make it
Zero
sound so
space.
Cool. Make it sound less cool.
Well, your thing's cool too. Less is more.
At my space, you don't even know, like, the floor, like, it dissolves into itself. Oh, and then when I hit the C sharp, it literally, the whole room, like, collapses in on itself and then brings you out. And then you're in the Maldives and you don't even know. And you are on a private boat with a dude named Skillet who's bringing you to this island that's just full of coconuts. And then I hit, like, the F sharp, and then you're transported back to New Blue. It's kind of like the Jerry Dance Party, but, like, a little cooler. But
that's absolutely true. I will be at Karina's gig on the 28th.
She's
and
coming.
I will be at Zero Space on the 29th and the 30th.
There you go. The right answer.
Exactly. That's of course. Right I got to support my girl. I live to embarrass you, Karina. I will be there screaming and telling everybody, I know her. I'm friends with her.
When we get to the Maldives, we're just going to have a party,
yeah.
Dude.
That's why you're talking about all this crazy stuff. Depending, you know, at somebody's state of mind, all that stuff could happen
it
at your gig.
It might happen. You never know. I'm really looking to induce those types of, you know, illusions.
Absolutely. And all this talk of the New Year's run, I decided to play a game with Karina for our special holiday episode.
Hey.
It is called The New Year's Rundown, Sold Out or Still Available.
I'm looking through. tell me, Raph, what do we got?
So here's the rundown. I will give Karina a band, the dates they're playing, where they're playing, and she needs to guess if the tickets for the 31st are sold out or still available.
Boom.
And you can play at home. Karina has no idea what the answers to any of these are. And it's great because if it's sold out, great for that band. And if it's still available, maybe you, dear listener, who don't have plans on New Year's, could go to one of these amazing gigs.
You never know.
It's a win-win.
You never know.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The first one's a softball.
Let's go. Lob it over.
The Vermont Quartet, Fish, will be playing from December 28th through 31st right here in beautiful New York City at Madison Square Garden. Karina Reichman.
I'd like to go out on a limb.
Is it sold out or still available?
I'd like to say sold out.
Let's see.
What do we got?
It's sold out!
Hey! Boom, 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 boom. Shake the mofo room.
There you go. Karina,
that was an easy one.
Are you going to some of these shows?
I'm going to all of these shows.
Are you
going
to go to the show before your shows?
Absolutely.
So let me ask you a question really quick. I'm always curious about this. Like, when you go to a gig before your gig, are you like conserving energy? Are you like on low power mode because you need to like rock the stage, or are you taking in all the crazy sights and sounds to then project on stage later
I
that
take
night?
It all in. I don't hold back. I'm good to go. It just energizes me more. It just inspires me more. It's a beautiful thing, Raph. It's you know, it's like one thing leading to another thing, if you know what I'm saying.
You know.
I don't go out of my mind or anything. I mean, I do, but I don't. It's all just gravy, you know? It's gonna be great. I play two late night shows. Oh, and on the 30th, Karina, the visual artist, has her own booth at the fan art exhibition.
This is news to me,
I
truly.
Know, this
finding
is breaking.
Out on air.
Breaking. I will be selling my art prints. Yes.
Yes.
And you don't have to know what that is yet, because you'll see it there. I'll post a little something on the Instagram. Anyway, it's gonna be great. So
that's rad.
Two Fish shows, two late nights, and then noon to six or one to six, whatever. I will be hustling my prints at my booth like a true Renaissance something or
yes.
other.
Slinging those prints on Shakedown.
And then
the
31st, I got nothing. I got nothing. So.
Are you going to Fish on the 31st?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to all four nights of Fish.
Yes.
Tickets locked down.
Of course.
I will use this opportunity. Your girl is looking for 1228. Two tickets for a reasonable price.
If you had told me earlier.
I know. I thought I had them in the bag and it fell through.
Oh,
you know how this
Raph,
happens.
You just got to let me know.
Wook's be wooking out here.
Jesus.
It's okay.
All right.
This wook got took. It's okay.
Well, what's next, Raph?
Anyway,
what's
moving
next?
On. Our next round of sold out or still available. Government Mule will also be here in fabulous New York City December 30th and 31st at the Beacon Theater, the historic Beacon Theater, for 12:31 New Year's Eve. Karina Reichman. Is Government Mule sold out or still available?
Ooh, Raph. I mean, no disrespect to the fellas, but I'd like to go with still available.
And the answer is still available.
Hey,
Karina's batting 1,000 so
far. I'm sorry, fellas. I love you very much. I wish it was sold out for you, but
you
know,
it's good news. People listening right now are like, oh, we can go see Government Mule at the Beacon.
Some Warren, do it. Do it.
Head
for
out.
You.
Also, all of these sold outs are still available are as of December 17th around 4 p.m. So
yeah, so you never know.
You never know. This is as of press time. So yeah, Mule at the Beacon. Go see Mr. Warren Haynes. It's a fabulous show. Good for them.
I love it.
Definitely hit it up. Next round, Karina, Humphreys McGee will be playing December 27, 28, 30, and 31 at Denver's Fillmore Auditorium, New Year's Eve, December 31st. Is Humphreys McGee sold out or still available?
Ooh, tough one, Raf. Tough one. But you know what? I'm going to go with sold out.
It is still available.
Oh, my God. I should have phoned a friend.
True.
Stay sick.
I was about to say, yeah. Could you have phoned one of the guys from Humphreys?
Probably, yeah. Absolutely. Or Bobby Haight, Bobby Balls. They're TM.
There you go.
Hey, Bobby, is the show sold out?
Anyway, so if you're in the Denver area, go see Humphreys McGee on New Year's Eve if you don't have your tickets already.
Do it. Don't hold
back.
Do it
up. Next up, Mr. Billy Strings, the darling of the Jamgrass scene. He will be playing his String the Halls holiday show on December 21st at Nashville's Marathon Music Works. He's got guests like Chris Myers from Humphreys, Dave Bruza from Green Sky. He will also be playing New Year's Eve at the Intersection in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's a homecoming show for him. We're going to do a combo one. String the Halls and Billy Strings' New Year's show. Listeners, play at home. Is it sold out or still available?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with sold out.
Sold out!
Yeah, go Billy.
We've talked
go
about Billy a bunch on this show. I mean, it's natural that he sold out these shows.
This makes sense. This does make sense. But, you know, sometimes you never know, Raph. You never know which way the wind's blowing with these things.
Hey, may the four winds blow you safely home.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we got a good one now. We have Circles Around the Sun with Mr. Scott Metzger. They are playing a trio of dates, also in Colorado. They are playing Fort Collins on the 29th, Inglewood on the 30th. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think I might have spelled it wrong. And Crested Butte? How do you pronounce it?
Crested Butte.
Crested Butte. I was going to call it Crusted Butt.
Sure.
On the 31st, Karina, their gig at the Public House over there in Colorado. Are Circles Around the Sun with Scott Metzger sold out or still available?
Ooh, Crested Butte. Let's think about that.
It's a great show. If I was in Colorado, I'd be there.
Absolutely. Oh, man. I think I got to go with still available.
It is still available.
Yes.
Still available. Circles Around the Sun also just announced a brand new studio album titled Circles Around the Sun. It's going to be released in March of 2020. It's the last recordings with Neil Casal. So Circles have a lot of good stuff on the horizon. I'm excited that they're playing with Scotty Metzger. Yeah, if you're in the Colorado area, go see them on New Year's. Why the hell not?
Why not? That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, moving on. We got Lotus, Karina.
Where is it?
December 30th. That's why the location is key here. Billy String's playing a hometown gig, like a home state gig. Obviously, it's going to sell out. So Lotus in Baltimore at the Ram's Head. This is a tricky one. I'm not talking about individual nights. I'm talking about a two-night pass.
Ooh,
openers
difficult.
Are Le Special. They're playing the 30th and the 31st.
Wow.
Karina, is it sold out or still available?
Well, first of all, I love that club. I've played that club. I love that shit. Second of all, I'm going to go with sold out.
It is sold out! Karina,
Ram's
you're killing
Head,
it.
Ram's Head, yes.
I think you've only missed like one.
I missed one. I missed Humphreys, I think, right? Yeah, that's what I missed.
I think you missed the Humphreys.
Okay,
one.
Sorry, fellas. Sorry.
I should be keeping track, but I'm not.
No, you're good.
I'm living
you're
in
good.
The moment. All right.
All right, what else we got?
Dead and Company. You got Bob Weir. You got the Rhythm Devils. You got Johnny Mayonnaise. You got Oteil Burbridge. December 30th. Oh, Jeff Comenti, too. You got December 30th and 31st at the new Chase Center in San Francisco. The Dead are a San Francisco band, Karina.
It's true.
Don't discount this. Playing the 30th and the 31st. Let's just think about the 31st. Are Dead and Company sold out or still available?
You know, Raph, I think this is the West Coast's answer to the fish run, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if you don't want to travel all the way east, but you might want to congregate to get your heady jams in, I think you might be at this gig. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm going to go with sold out.
It is still available.
Oh, they really threw me there. They threw me. Whoa. Well, you know what? They're those upper tiers, man. A lot of seats to sell. A lot of seats
to
sell.
Don't
take it out on yourselves, fellas.
It's been a heavy touring year for Dead & Co. as well.
That's true. People, you know, sometimes you gotta lay off to reignite the people. Just kidding. I love you guys.
Also, a quick postscript that these sold outs are still available are face value tickets on the ticket purveyor of these bands' choices.
Boom.
So obviously you can go buy like a crazy resale ticket for Phish right now, but
sure.
Face value tickets. You can get face value tickets for Dead & Co. right now in San Francisco.
Look at that. And maybe you should, by the way, West Coast. I'm just saying, if you're not coming this way, what are you doing? Come on.
Roll away the dew.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, here we go. So this is also a tricky one. The Disco Biscuits. They are playing Phish, like, I guess, I don't know, is it officially a Phish after party? They're playing gigs at New York City's PlayStation Theater that conveniently begin right after Phish. They're playing the 27th, 28th, 30th, and 31st. Karina.
Yes.
Their New Year's Eve gig. Sold out or still available?
Ooh, man, it's tough, Raph. Man, it's tough.
Consider
Wait,
consider location here, Karina.
Oh, yeah.
It's right near Times Square.
It's very
easy. Do people want to be near Times Square? Do people want to not be near Times Square on New Year's Eve?
I've done this many a time. I'm not going to lie to you. The walk from the Garden to the Biscuits. I'm going to go with still available. Sorry, fellas. I'm sorry.
Still available.
Yeah! If you don't have anything to do on the 31st, get yourself a Disco Biscuits ticket. Come on, they're killing it. They're touring. Set Break is over. Sorry if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's great. I'm all in. I'm a fan.
Absolutely. Closing it up. You know I gotta end it on that WSMFP. None other than Widespread Panic. They're playing December 29 through 31 at Atlanta's beautiful Fox Theater. 12:31, Karina, to bring it on home.
I am going to have to go with sold out, Raph. This is Atlanta. It's Widespread. It's got to be sold out.
It is sold out. All three shows sold out. Widespread. Panic.
MFP. Yo, it's a beautiful thing. Ugh.
Karina Reichman, you are our grand prize winner. Congratulations, you win sold out or still available. I have absolutely no prize to give you other than a beautiful high five.
Yeah, high five.
Woo!
We just high fived. You guys couldn't see it. I hope you heard it.
So the fun keeps on rolling. Quickly, before we do an extra special surprise, we have a weekly shout out. Karina, introduce them.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Melt the Band.
Hey, this is Marlo from Melt the Band. Thank you, Relics, for the shout out. 3 to the 7 is my favorite podcast. Check out Melt's new single, Stupid in Love, on all streaming platforms now.
Hey, thank you, pals. I love this band. They are spectacular. Their song, Sour Candy, has over 2 million streams on Spotify. The shit has popped off. Veronica's, she's got the voice of an angel. Marlo Shankweiler, the fingers of an angel. Mr. Eric Dickstein on the keys. I mean, they have so many goddamn people in this band. It's unbelievable. But we love them very much. They just opened for Carl Denson at Webster Hall. They sell out LPR on their own. They have got no agent, no manager, and they are just killing it on their own. You know what? Fuck the police, Raph. They don't need that shit. They're good to go. I see good things. And I love them. They're my pals. But yeah, go Melt.
And all of you are about to hear good things when we have a wonderful holiday tune to bring it on home. Ms. Karina Reichman and Ms. Marlo Shankweiler from the band Melt, as we just heard.
Check it out.
Ready? Thank you.
That was it, Raph.
Wasn't that special?
That was it. We just, you know, you gotta bring the jazz once in a while.
So amazing. So wonderful for the ear. So wonderful to behold.
Yo, we love it. We love it.
Yeah. And Karina, thank you so much for playing that song, first and foremost. Second, I believe we've come to the end of our road, at the end of our holiday trail.
This is too much. I don't know what I'll do for 2 weeks without you, Raph. It's too much to even think of. I'll get you something. I'll get you something on the other side. It'll be a cardboard cutout of me.
Oh, man.
To keep next to your bed.
That is truly horrifying.
You'll love it. You'll love it. But don't worry. We never have to be apart ever
again.
Just
moved into a new apartment. I am nervous as it is.
No, it's perfect. You're good. You just, you know, you need something to fill up the wall.
Of course. To fill that empty void, I will be at Karina's gig on the 28th at the wonderful New Blue. You should be too. Don't forget to sign up for the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily. Subscribe to Relics Magazine at relics.com/subscribe. We will see you on January 8th after our 2 week hiatus, and email us at raffandkarina@gmail.com. And now for some final holiday wisdom or a plug or whatever she wants to say, Ms. Karina Reichman.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's been too real. Have a wonderful holiday, whatever that means to you. I don't know. I'm the queen of, you know, no tradition. I ain't got no traditions. I just kick it from my head. You know what I'm saying? We just keep it super surreal up in here. We do whatever we want on the holidays. That's what it's for. If you want to sleep till 5 p.m. and see no one, that's all you. If you want to be with your parents, your loved ones, that's a beautiful thing as well. I say you got one life to live. Do it right. Do it the way you want. Enjoy your time. Thanks, Raph. This has been a great monologue.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody have a wonderful holiday.
Take care.
Bye.